RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Still broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta. Welcome back, listener, on Indonesia Today. This is a program that takes you closer to Indonesia. And now it's my turn, Rahma, to present the program till the next 2 hours with various interesting programs and information that you won't miss. And today's special program of the day, we have a program that reviews newly launched book and film on book film review. Then we have a music program on Meet With. So keep listening at voi.co.id, voi.co.id. Or for more direct link to the video streaming, you can click english.rriworldservice.com. So listener, why don't have to wait any longer to enjoy this next program? This is book and film review from Voice of Indonesia. Check this one out.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Constitutional Court to settle regional election dispute in March. Single authority flank for 10 emerging destinations. Now the news in detail. The Constitutional Court has said it will settle regional election dispute filed with the court throughout December and March. Court Chief Justice Arif Hidayat said the court is aimed to finish the hearing of dispute by March 7. Arif, in a press briefing on Wednesday afternoon, said if it is possible, his side wants to settle then, all before the date. The dispute, he said, should be settled swiftly to assure the local administration in those areas can function normally. He said the March 7 deadline was set based on the timetable of election dispute submissions to the court. The court has 45 working days to follow up on election dispute after they are listed in its constitutional case registration book. The court clerk is scheduled to publish the constitutional case registration book on January 4th. As of Wednesday, the court has received 147 election dispute reports from 132 regions. Of the total cases, 128 or 87% was submitted by region and deputy region candidate first. Meanwhile, 11 lawsuits were submitted by mayor and deputy mayor candidate first, and the remaining 6 lawsuits were filed by governor and deputy governor candidate pairs. The government plans to establish single authority management model for 10 emerging tourist destinations to improve development and management coordination. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Rizal Ramli said that the government was in the midst of drafting a presidential decree on the matter. The decree is expected to be finished and signed by the president in January next year. According to Minister Rizal, the initial single tourism authority is to be established in Danau Toba, the popular tourist destination in North Sumatra. He said that he hopes to mirror the success of Bali Tourism Authority and its development of Nusa Dua area in Bali in each of 10 selected destinations, including Thousand Islands in Jakarta, Morotai in North Maluku, and Tanjung Kelayang in Bangka Belitung Islands. Individual development would include the construction of basic infrastructure such as roads, port, water access, internet, and development of key attractions, both natural and man-made. As the government is set to accelerate the development of infrastructure and telecommunications, investors have been advised to closely monitor a number of stocks related to the construction and telecommunication next year as their investment options. KDB Daewoo Security Research Head Tae Shimt said the builders have shown positive progress with 22,300 and 56 new contracts this year, a 10% increase from last year. According to National Planning Agency data, the government aims to construct an additional 8,200 kilometers worth of roads, 3,258 kilometers new railroads, 172 new seaports, 15 new airports, new power plants, 90,000 new household gas networks, and 28 dams by 2019. KDB Daewoo data set contractors budget this year went to buildings around 45.9%, followed by port 21.3%, roads and bridges 18.7%, energy-related infrastructure 12.2%, with the remaining 1.9% having gone to irrigation and other construction work. Based on the government's first and third economic policy packages, several changes are being implemented to encourage the uptake of the government microcredit guarantee program, or called locally CUR. This initiative started with a cut in interest rate for microfinancing from 22% to 12%, effective since July. The government also gave the banking industry a subsidy of 7% on its contribution to the CUR program and gave subsidies on interest by reallocating about 600 billion rupiah, or around $44 billion, from the budget, bringing interest subsidies to the banking industry to a total of nearly 1 trillion rupiah. These subsidies are expected to help the CUR contribute to Indonesian real, retail and labor sectors, which are estimated to reach a combined 30 trillion rupiah by the end of 2015. The CUR scheme is expected not only to provide convenience for entrepreneurs in need of financial aid, but also make the banking sector and insurance companies more efficient. The government also plans to cut its interest rates to 9% next year. The last item, following the signing of a new production sharing contract, PSC, for the Mahakam Block on Tuesday, the government instructed state-owned oil and gas firm Pertamina to maintain production rate at the block. Agent Wiratma Puja, the Energy Mineral Resource Minister, Oil and Gas Director General, said PT Pertamina has to avoid such production decline and maintain production at a stable rate. Cannot lay off employees and divert sales to the current operator, as has been suggested by the government. Under the newly signed contract, the Mahakam Block will be operated under Pertamina's newly established arm, PT Pertamina Hulu Mahakam, starting on January 1, 2018. The current Mahakam PSC, held by Total E&P Indonesia and Impex Corporation, Bocofund, possess a 50% stake, is set to expire at the end of 2017. The government has decided to terminate the PSC and has appointed PT Pertamina, the new operator, starting in January 2018. The government has given a green light for the Pertamina to lease up to 30% stake to existing contractors for the sake of production continuity. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Next is July 1, 2015. A rescue team managed to locate and identify the victims of the C-130B transport aircraft that crashed in Medan. The process of identifying victims of Hercules C-130B aircraft accident with flight number A-1310 took place at the Adam Malik Haj General Hospital in Medan, North Sumatra. Head of the Information Department of the Air Force, Air Commodore Dwi Badarmanto, to Radio Republik Indonesia said, after being identified, the bodies were handed over to the family.
Evacuation terus dilaksanakan.
Evacuation continues to be done.
Until this moment, there are 130 body bags in the hospital, and 41 have been identified. This morning, there were also some with clear address and family. They will be delivered by aircraft belonging to the Air Force. Two planes have been prepared, namely CN-95 and a Hercules aircraft, the top to carry the bodies. Total Hercules plane crash victims in Medan is 131 people. 124 victims have been identified, 5 bodies, 22 parts of the bodies could not be identified until the identification process was terminated. Now switch to a natural phenomenon that occurred on July 2nd. Mount Rawung, which lies on the border of Banyuwangi, Bondowoso and Jember, East Java, erupted. The eruptions of Mount Rawung that lasted more than a month resulted in a number of airports such as Blimbing Sari in Banyuwangi, Noto Hadinugoro in Jember, Juanda in Surabaya were forced to close. Even Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali also closed. Consequently, thousands of tourists cancelled coming to and going from the island for a few days.
Over now to August 2015. Let's begin with a speech by the chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, during an annual session ahead of the proclamation of Independence Day on August 17. At the time of opening the annual session of the Assembly on August 14, 2015, the chairman of Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan, conveyed the determination to make the 70th anniversary of Indonesian independence as a starting point to start a new Indonesia movement. In addition, he also appreciated the Let's Work movement launched by the government of President Joko Widodo.
Kami harapkan,
we expect the Let's Work movement will become a national movement, which is real and expected to evoke the spirit of the people in realizing the ideals of the independence of the country. This is in line with what embodies in MPR new campaign with the theme New Indonesia. Meanwhile, in a state address in front of members of the Assembly on August 14, President Joko Widodo called on state agencies to build cohesiveness in building Indonesia. Indonesia, as a sovereign state, is currently contributing to bring peace, prosperity, and people's happy life. This objective can only be realized if the state institutions are united and are not concerned with their egos.
Selain itu,
this open forum is an opportunity for me to engage state institutions to build cohesiveness to strengthen the presidential system of the government. I understand that all state agencies have their respective roles in accordance with the constitutions. Therefore, compactness of state institutions is needed to realize the promise of independence stated in the preamble of the 1945 constitutions. Continue with August 16, when Indonesia was shaken by three Gana air crash in Papua on Sunday. Director General of Civil Aviation, Ministry of Transportation, Supra Setio, said the plane crashed after hitting Tangok Mountain, located in Kampung Tiga, Oktabe District, Bintang Mountains. The location of the crash site is very difficult to reach, at an altitude of 4,000 meters above the sea level. Three Gana airplane carried 49 passengers and 5 crew, with the pilot, Captain Hasanuddin. Three Gana airplane crashed due to bad weather. No crew, no passenger survived the accident. 40 bodies of the plane crash victims were identified and handed over to their respective families, while the 14 bodies were not identified and were buried in Sere Village, Jayapura, on October 27. And the last event in August, Kaleidoscope, is a workshop and seminar on law of the sea held on Wednesday, August 26 to 28 in Jimbaran, Bali. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with the International Tribunal of the Sea and the Korea Maritime Institute, organized a regional workshop on the role of International Tribunal for the law of the sea in the settlement of disputes relating to the law of the sea in the International Seminar on Maritime Delimitation and Fisheries Cooperation. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Suratno L.P. Marsudi, in her opening speech, stated that as an archipelago, the territorial integrity of the maritime boundary and maritime issues have become part of Indonesian foreign policy and diplomacy. In addition, the Indonesian Foreign Minister re-emphasized that Indonesia supports the completion of the delimitation of maritime peacefully appropriate international maritime law. Workshop and maritime seminar was attended by representatives from 14 Asian countries and the countries of Western and Central Pacific.
Let's continue now to September. On September 4th, President Joko Widodo received the visit of Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi at the State Palace in Jakarta. Spokesman of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, explained the contents of the meeting.
Terkait dengan ekonomi, itu mengenai upaya.
In relation to the economy, on the Indonesian protection efforts and investment, Indonesia, there are around 260 million people. Our trade, our market are open. The second related to how to promote the peaceful Islam. At the same time, Islam and democracy go hand in hand. The third is related to the protections of citizens. The number is quite large. There are about 4,800. And how well we address the problems of human trafficking there. On that occasion, the two heads of state also signed a memorandum of understanding on visa exemption from holders of diplomatic and official passports, as well as on diplomatic training cooperation between the two countries. Let's switch to September 9. On that day, President Joko Widodo issued the first phase of the economic policy package. In general, the Economic Policy Package Volume 1, released by President Jokowi, focuses on three major things, namely to encourage the competitiveness of the industry, to accelerate the national strategic projects, and to encourage investment in the property sector. In this package, there are 89 rules overloaded because it impeded the industry's competitiveness. Until November, President Jokowi has issued 6 packages of economic policy. On September 9, two Indonesian nationals, Ladiri or Dirma and Badar, who work as woodcutters, were abducted by an armed group in Papua New Guinea. However, on September 17, both were freed by the Papua New Guinean army to be handed over to the Indonesian government. On September 19, 2015, the peak of Seltomini was held in Kayubura Beach, Mutong Parigi District, Central Sulawesi. President Joko Widodo said in his speech that Seltomini is good but should be marketed or have an effective and intensive marketing management at least a year in advance so that the entire archipelago and the world know.
Saya titip yang pertama.
This is already the 7th seal. My first message is to the Minister of Tourism and the Governor and Regent. The Stabini Seal, judging from the beaches, the bay, and the sea, is very beautiful. But this is important. The Stabini Seal and other seals need to be marketed 1 or 2 years earlier so that everyone knows. Tourists from abroad know. Promote it all over the newspaper, through TV programs, and not only the country. Use social media so that before the D-Day, hundreds of millions of people already know it all. The peak of Tomini Seal 2015 was celebrated with a wide variety of entertainment, such as cultural attraction, 3 Air Force Sukhoi aircraft show, skydiving attractions, and paramotor. There was also a parade of warship, followed by 6 countries, namely South Korea, Singapore, China, Malaysia, and Australia, theme Indonesia, the World Maritime Axis. In the midst of land and forest fires in Sumatra and Kalimantan on September 23rd, President Joko Widodo directly reviewed the location of pit fires in the Henda village, Pulang Pisau Regency, Central Kalimantan. This fire happened on the edge of the Trans-Kalimantan South Axis. After making observation, President Jokowi stated that forest and peatland fires in the region cannot be solved by conventional means. He said it needs cooperation to build a canal that can steam the water to keep the peatland moist during the dry season. The Task Force on Controlling Forest Fires and Peatland in Central Kalimantan Province, pre-quoted Pulang Pisau Regency, has up to 500 hotspots, with an area of burning land reaching more than 900,000 hectares.
Now, switch to October. On October 2nd, the Indonesian aviation was again mourning. A twin otter aircraft belonging to the Aviastar airline crashed. The plane, carrying 7 passengers and 3 crews, was flying from Masamba to Makassar in Sulawesi. On October the 5th, the wreck was found in Mount Latimojong, Luwu, South Sulawesi. All aboard were found dead. On October 20th, delegates from 20 member countries and 6 partners dialogue of the Indian Ocean Rim Association, or IORA, gathered in the city of Padang, West Sumatra. They discussed and facilitated trade and investment, promoted sustainable economic cooperation, capacity building for the development of the growth of the welfare of IORA members. The selection of Padang as the host city was an opportunity to introduce the entire local potentials. Related to the holding of IORA 2015, Head of Public Relations and Protocol of the Government of Padang, Mur Salim, to RRI World Service, said that he used IORA 2015 to promote as well as possible economic potential in Padang and the surrounding areas.
Dan kita juga ingin supaya kota Padang ini tidak hanya.
We also want the city of Padang not only to be the gateway in the western part of Indonesia, but also a gateway to market superior products from neighboring provinces, even other provinces in Indonesia, to IORA countries. We know that IORA countries require much needed products such as Indonesian CPO, spice products, etc. Because we want this to be the moment to introduce the city of Padang to outside the world and also to make the city of Padang as a gateway to market Indonesia products. On that occasion, the government of Padang City also held an art and culture program to introduce it to the delegations. On October 21st, President Jokowi inaugurated Trade Expo Indonesia 2015 in Jakarta. In his speech, President Jokowi Dodo said the government boosts the production of traditional industries by providing business credit to the public. According to him, there is huge potentials in traditional industries, especially those that use local raw materials to be exported abroad later. On October 22nd, the Queen of Denmark, Margaret II, began a visit in Indonesia. She was welcomed by President Joko Widodo together with Madam Irina Jokowi at the State Palace Jakarta. After the bilateral meeting, the President and the Queen of Denmark witnessed the signing of the cooperation between the ministers of the two countries in the fields of maritime, education and culture, renewable energy and interfaith dialogue.
Listener, we move on to November. On November 2nd, the Vice President of India, Muhammad Hamid Ansari, visited Indonesia. He was received by President Joko Widodo in Jakarta, Merdeka Palace. After the meeting, President Joko Widodo told reporters that the government of India looked to Indonesia as a great country, while Indonesia considers India a big market. Therefore, if the relationship is strengthening and expanded, it will provide benefits for both countries. According to President Jokowi, in the meeting with Vice President of India, the talk was more about economic issues, particularly in fields related to the maritime security, education, coal and cooperation on medicine. On November 3rd, President Joko Widodo received the visit of the President of Finland, Sauli Niinisto Fainamo, and Lady Jenny Hauki at the State Palace, Jakarta. In the meeting, there was the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between the two countries, including in the economic field, bilateral cooperation in the European Union, and world peace. Still on the same date, the government of Indonesia held a border investment summit in Jakarta. The forum was organized in order to develop urban areas in the border area by inviting all parties to invest in the region. In his speech, Minister of Rural Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Jafar Marwan, said, the Indonesian government is committed to accelerate the development of the border area to become the sovereign state veranda, which is competitive and safe. The Ministry of Villages, Disadvantaged Areas and Transmigration has committed to accelerate the development of the border area through Area Development Program Home Indonesia, or IPPA. That is an effort to develop and empower the border area into a sovereign state veranda, competitive and safe. From 5 to 8 November, the Indonesian Food and Domestic Product Exhibitions 2015 in Jakarta was open. It was opened by the Minister of Commerce, Thomas Trikasih Lembong. 280 small and medium enterprises from all over Indonesia participated in the exhibition. In his speech, the minister expressed the hope that the exhibition was able to produce entrepreneurs and create new jobs for the people. In Indonesia, certainly the majority, the small and medium enterprises, this is practically the same as all the countries in the world. Almost in all countries in the world, the majority which consists of the economy, jobs, even a majority of the export come from SMEs. Of course, it becomes a huge task for the Ministry of Commerce to foster, assist, support in any way our friend at SMEs who work hard to demonstrate the innovation and outstanding creativity. On November 6, the Ministry of Religious Affairs dispatched Islamic boarding school student scouts to make a visit to 5 Asian countries, namely Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore. The selected student scouts numbering 32 came from all over Indonesia with a mission to introduce the Indonesian scouts to the international community, starting with a visit to the Asian countries. During their stay abroad, the students visited scout organizations in each country as well as the World Organization of the Scout Movement. On November 9, President Joko Widodo received a visit from the President of Italy, Sergio Mattarella. This is the first visit of Italian President to Indonesia within 66 years. Besides discussing issues on energy cooperation, logistics, infrastructure and tourism, a memorandum of understanding was also signed by both governments to improve bilateral relations, particularly in the economic field. On the same day, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno L.P. Marsudi officially opened the South-South Cooperation Circuit Program in commemoration of the 60th Asian-African Conference and the 10th New Asian-African Strategic Partnership at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta. The event was attended by more than 400 participants from 58 countries in Asia and Africa. It consists of 9 training and international programs in Bandung, Bekasi, Jakarta, Semarang, Sukabumi, and Jayapura. On 14 and 15 November, President Joko Widodo was in Turkey to attend the G20 summit in Antalya. In his speech, President Joko Widodo emphasized that it was time for a total overhaul of the global financial architecture. According to him, it is important to remember that the main problem facing the world economy today is the waning US dollar liquidity in almost all developing countries. On the sidelines of the meeting, President Joko Widodo met with President of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping. On the occasion, President Xi Jinping conveyed the readiness of the Chinese government to improve the bilateral currency swap arrangement that was given to Indonesia to around $20 billion. On November 21st, President Joko Widodo attended the 27 Asian Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. In his speech, the President reiterated that Asian member countries need to increase intelligence cooperation. According to him, the implementation of the Asian Convention on Combating Terrorism needs to be prepared. In addition to the issue of terrorism, the President also highlighted the unusual migration management and the South China Sea issue. The president stressed that peace and security in the South China Sea should be created and international law must be respected. On 23rd to 25th of November, the International Conference of Islamic Scholars was held at the State Islamic University of Maulana Malik Ibrahim, Malang, East Java. The international conference was attended by 500 participants from 32 countries, including the United States, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and several Asian countries. The team was upholding Islam as Rahmatan Lil Alamin, capitalizing spiritually and intellectuality toward better life of human being.
Finally, the last month, December. We begin with an event on December the 1st when Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti inaugurated Coral Triangle Information and Learning Center in Manado, North Sulawesi Province. The building was also Regional Secretariat of Coral Triangle Initiative, Coral Reef Fisheries and Food Security. Also on December the 1st, the National Transportation Safety Committee uncovered the factors causing the Indonesia Air Asia flight number QC8501 plane crash, which occurred on December 28, 2014, based on the agency's investigation. On December 2nd, UNESCO assigned Balinese dances to the list of World Intangible Cultural Heritage. The determination was conducted in the UNESCO meeting in Windhoek, Namibia, Africa, December 2nd. There are 9 types of dances presented and recognized by UNESCO, namely Trijang, Sanghyang Dedari, Bari Ceremony, Mas Dances, also Gambu Dance Drama, Wayang Wong Dance Drama, Legong Katon Dance, Joget Bumbung, and Barong Dance. Continue with December the 3rd. President Joko Widodo attended the International Disability Day peak celebrations at the State Palace in Jakarta. Joko Widodo, in a speech, said the state must be present to fulfill and protect the rights of persons with disabilities as citizens. Joko Widodo also asserted that the government, in the future, gradually wants to seriously develop education, public transportation, providing jobs that are accessible to the persons with disabilities. On December the 8th, the National Narcotics Agency, together with the Attorney General of Mexico, Procuradora General de la República, deepened the cooperation that has been established through a video conference to update the information. The long-distance meeting updated the statistical information about the current situation of each country. Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Yusuf Kalla, on December 10th, officially opened the 8th Bali Democracy Forum, taking place from December the 10th until the 11th at Nusa Dua, Bali. Representatives from 89 countries and 3 international organizations participated in the forum. Bali Democracy Forum this year was named Democracy and Effective Public Governments. In his speech, Kalla said that democracy is a way to achieve the goal of improving the welfare of the society.
Pertanyaan untuk Indonesia tentu bagi kami pemerintah ialah.
Questions to Indonesia, of course, for us, the government, is how to implement economic democracy in line with political democracy. Many things that will become an obstacle, such as corruption. But many have also provided analysis that more problems in the state policy. Corruption is dangerous, but wrong policies that are undemocratic is more dangerous in the affairs of the state. On the same day, the Minister of Labor, Hanif Dakiri, inaugurated Ulos Weaving House in Medan, North Sumatra, which is expected to become one of the leading areas ahead of the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community. Another important event on December the 10th is the National Commission on Human Rights declared the Hansen Reintegration Federation or Leprosy Indonesia. Commissioner of the National Commission on Human Rights, Ansori Sidungan, hoped that this declaration can mobilize partnerships with institutions or organizations of leprosy throughout Indonesia in the framework of the embodiment of respect, protection, and fulfillment of human rights of people affected by leprosy. The chairman of the House of Representatives, Novanto, resigned from his position as the Speaker of the House. Setia Novanto submitted a letter of resignation to the House's Ethics Council on December 16. On the day the Council was supposed to read out the verdict of the Parliament Court of Honor against him, who was accused of violating the Code of Ethics of the House for a meeting with the mining company Freeport officials about a contract extension with the government. On December 20th, another disaster occurred again in the Indonesian Airlines. A T-50I Golden Eagle fighter crashed at Adi Sucipto Air Base, Yogyakarta. The new aircraft belonging to Air Force crashed and burned while performing aerial demonstration at Gebiar Dirgantara Airshow at Adi Sucipto Airfield, Yogyakarta. Two pilots of the aircraft, Marda Saryono and Dwi Cahyadi, died in the accident. Well, listener, that was Kaleidoscope 2015, and then we make again in 2016.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The Constitutional Court has said it will settle regional election dispute filed with the court throughout December in March. Court Chief Justice Arif Hidayat said the court is aimed to finish the Hidno dispute by March 7th. The government plans to establish a single authority management model for 10 emerging tourist destinations to improve development and management coordination. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Rizal Ramli said that the government was in the midst of drafting a presidential decree on the matter. As the government seeks to accelerate the development of infrastructure and telecommunications, investors had been advised to closely monitor a number of stocks related to the construction and telecommunication next year as their investment options. Based on the government's first entire economic policy packages, several changes are being implemented to encourage the upstate of the government microcredit guarantee program, or locally called CUR. Following the signing of a new production sharing contract PSC for the Mahakam Plot on Tuesday, the government instructed a state-owned oil and gas firm Pertamina to maintain production rate at the block. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit South Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listener, Bulukumba is a regency in South Sulawesi. This regency is known as the place to make Pinisi, Bugis and Makassari's traditional boats in South Sulawesi. In addition, Bulukumba is also known as a marine tourism destination in South Sulawesi. Many tourists visiting Bulukumba to enjoy the beauty of the white sand beach of Tanjung Pira. In addition to Tanjung Pira, Bulukumba still has a beautiful beach that is still virgin and rarely visited by foreign tourists, namely Lemo Lemo Beach. Lemo Lemo Beach is located in the Watu Village, Bonto Bahari Sub-District. The trip to Lemo Lemo Beach takes about 50 minutes from the Bulukumba City, or approximately 4 hours from Makassar, capital of South Sulawesi Province. On the way to Bulukumba, you will pass Finisi Shipbuilding Area in the Tanah Baru Village. There you can stop for a moment to look directly at the Finisi Building Procession. During the trip, you can also see a variety of Bulukumba population activities residing around the coast. Entering the Lemo Lemo coastal zone, you will be greeted by waving palm trees and a group of people who are making a big boat. Anyone can enter the beach free of charge. Lemo Lemo Beach location is in the middle between coral hills and forest. So quiet beaches, white sand, and the water is clear. From a distance, it looks busy activities of the fishermen with their boats. The allure of the beach not only on the white sand and the sea water is clear, but also several clusters of rocks sticking to the surface of the water pristine and untouched by development. Here, you can swim and feel the clarity of the water, or you can sit back on the clean white sand. The beach has a beautiful coral reef with various types of ornamental fish. Of course, you can snorkeling on the beach. In the afternoon, you can enjoy a panoramic view of sunset. Listener, the beautiful natural phenomenon in Lemo Lemo is the emergence of freshwater springs on the beach. Near the beach, there is a natural cave. In the cave, there are freshwater springs and clear. The local community also take advantage of the springs for everyday purposes. The clear watery cave known as the Cave of Lemo Lemo. According to local residents, previously the cave was part of Lemo Lemo Beach. It was seen from the cave that resembles coral rocks in the sea. However, due to the shrinking of the coral coastal areas, the region turned into a cave. Lemo Lemo Beach Tourism Resort unfortunately not equipped with complete facilities yet. So those who want to visit the beach should bring your own food supplies, and for those who want to stay, you can stay in the local people houses. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Lemo Lemo Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to Miscellany. Today we'll invite you to know the resolution of New Year. Stay tuned. Is celebrated by entire people in the world. Each person will begin to draw up plans for the coming year in their lives. This is called the resolution. The actual making of this resolution is a secular tradition that is generally applicable in the Western world. However, it can also be found throughout the world, including Indonesia. According to this tradition, someone would pledge themselves to take remedial action, which will begin in New Year. This tradition has long been started by ancient Babylonians who pledged to the gods at the beginning of each year that they would return all objects that they have borrowed and pay their debts. Since 2000, where the early millennium began, the people of Indonesia all together follow this tradition. They even arrange a variety of plans so that their lives better in the years to come. Creating the actual resolution is one step to change the perspective of the life of every person and change toward the better. But sometimes those feel unsuccessful when they have not reached the resolution. The new year is a tremendous opportunity to redefine life rather than returning to the daily routines. Time is precious and we often spend it to complete the basic things, not to think about how we can change lives in order to be useful. Some ideas that may help you to have a stronger resolution. People who have a meaningful life should realize that they are imperfect humans. We all do our best because humans are only able to plan. Hopefully, your resolutions for the coming year can be achieved well. Well, listeners, that was the information about New Year's resolution. Thank you for your attention and see you in the next edition of Miscellany. Happy New Year 2016. I'm Harnita.
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner.
presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you an Indonesian band, namely Blackout Band. Well, listener, before we take more information about Blackout Band, let's listen to their first song entitled Selalu Ada. Happy listening.
Betapa hancur hati, hilang gairah hidup, serasa hampa.
Listeners, Blackout is a band from Indonesia, which consists of five personnel. They are Azizi, Ega, Rere, Iwan, and Sastro. Blackout's band released their first album with a single entitled Goodbye, and choose pop rock music genre with sweet love songs, but still with sense of rock. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Join Kopi by Blackout Band. Enjoy the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Setiap saat, setiap waktu, kamu banyak yang suka bersama.
Blackout Band comes to the Indonesian music industry by releasing their debut album with 10 songs which are mostly written by Azizi, the vocalist of the band, except the song Goodbye, which become a special song of this album. Listeners, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Risiko Orang Cantik and Goodbye by Blackout Band. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Tak bisa bohongi diriku. Ku tak ingin hilang rasa ini. Kau pantas jadi pacarku. Andai saja kau mengerti isi hati padamu. Sejak dulu sampai saat ini, hanya kau di hatiku. Kau memang cantik, resiko orang cantik.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.